While studies of minority cultures have had a place in academia for many years, it's rare that we have a good look at what people of different cultures and ethnicities think about white people and their culture traditions. In his documentary, Mark Sandiford, along with Inuit writer and satirist Zebedee Noongak, look at exactly this topic, exploring the uniqueness and eccentricities of the white way of life. Alhunat, Why White People Are Funny, will be shown at North House as part of the Inuit premiere this Friday, March 18th at 8 p.m. To tell us more about the film, Mark Sandiford joins us by phone. Welcome, Mark.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great.
Well, great. I want to start out, the focus of the film is this concept of Alhunology, if I've pronounced that correctly. Can you tell us more about Alhunology?
Yeah. I'll try pronouncing it. I think my pronunciation would be a little bit better than yours.
Okay, sorry.
It'd be Kadlunology.
Okay.
So Kadlunology is the study of Kadlunat, and Kadlunat could be loosely translated as white people, but it's not really a racial definition. It's more of a cultural definition. So
okay.
It's people, sort of Western, you know, Euro-American culture is essentially what Kadlunat refers to.
Okay.
And so Kadlunology, it's just my friend Zebedee Noongak, who's in this film, he came up with this idea of an ology, you know, of Kadlunat, yeah.
Okay, great. And how does it differ from the study of other ethnic groups?
Well, the Inuit experience I don't want to call them white people because it's the wrong definition, but the Inuit experience with Kadlunat is really one of being overrun by them. You know, so it's essentially the experience of people who've been colonized by the people who are doing the people who are doing the colonizing. And so I think that's why it's different from studying other cultures, is that, you know, typically it's been white Western academia that studied other cultures like as if they're the exotic ones, and that our culture is the normal one, you know, by which all others will be measured.
Sure.
And this basically turns the tables on that and says, no, wait a second, you're not the norm. Looking at you guys from another perspective, you know, you're really just another culture, and in fact, a fairly weird one as well.
Right. So why did you decide to make a film about this topic?
I've been living in the Arctic for a long, long time, helping out. I was helping train television producers there to make programming in their own language, and so I ended up having lots of conversations with Inuit about a whole range of different things. But one of the things that kept on coming up over and over again was I kept on noticing how they found me amusing. And I don't think it's because I'm a particularly funny guy. It was just there were things that I would do, and somebody would say, oh, Kadlunat, you know, like, this, like, you know, get over yourself. And I started thinking, well, what, you know, I never thought of myself as being a representative of anything. I just thought of myself as just being a person. After a while, I started thinking, well, what must we look like to these guys, you know,
as a
group. There's also an idea that had been kicking around in the North for a long time. There's kind of a big academic institution, which is, you'll find in a lot of universities, there'll be departments of, Northern Studies or departments of Eskimo Studies, these sorts of things, departments of Native Studies. And every once in a while, the people who study Inuit get together and have these big Inuit Studies conferences here and there around the world. Every time one of those things happened, a lot of Inuit would say, you know, we should have a conference of our own about you guys.
And so
in some ways, when we started making this movie, I really just called up Zebedee and said, you know, why don't we do that thing? Uh-huh. Why don't we actually do that conference that people always said we should do and see how it goes? So it became a big sort of improv comedy event, staging this conference.
Okay. And did it go well? Well, I mean, obviously, I guess you've made a film, so it must have been successful.
Yeah, it was really successful because a lot of people got right into the spirit of it. You know, what we wanted was something that was light, but that didn't skirt some of the more serious issues. And it seemed everybody kind of got on the same page. So we had a heck of a lot of people, just ordinary people. We shot this in Iqaluit in Nunavut. And a lot of people from town just got into it. They heard what we were doing, and they said, yeah, I'd like to do a bit. I'd like to make a presentation at the conference. I'd like to pretend to be a researcher, you know, that sort of thing. And so we created this whole fake Cadlernat Studies Institute and a whole fake Cadlernat Studies conference, and everybody just kind of pitched in and did a lot of and made these presentations.
Wow. So was any of it scripted, or was it mostly like kind of like off the cuff?
A lot of it was off the cuff. Okay. But if there were scripted things, it was scripted by the person who presented it.
You know,
like if somebody came to the conference and they wanted to make a presentation about, you know, the use of the fork or something like that, then, you know, they might have written a few notes down, but mostly people were speaking off the tops of their heads.
Okay, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So can I ask what makes white people funny? What sort of cultural norms set us apart? You know, you want to share a few?
Yeah, I mean, there's simple things. There's one I remember when I went up north originally. You know, like typically when you try to learn a new language, the first thing you ask is, well, how do you say hello? And they say, well, we don't say hello. And we just start talking, you know. And in fact, we wonder why you guys say hello. Like, what is it with hello? It's a sort of a useless word.
Yeah.
And yet you seem to think it's the most important thing to start a conversation with.
Yep.
There are things like that. So I thought, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe hello is a useless word.
Okay.
And but there are other things. There are things like, things like manners. I think that's one of the big things that kind of came through, is the sort of notion of manners, like table manners and things like that. It's where things like a normal process like eating,
mm-hmm.
instead of just sitting down and eating and enjoying your food, becomes this big thing about where, you know, it's sort of less so these days where we're more casual, but it mm-hmm. wasn't that long ago that you had to have the fork in the right place and the mm-hmm. knife in the right place. And, you know, everybody sat down at precisely the right time, and there was a kind of a schedule of events. You know, you don't start eating till somebody, you know, till the mom lifts the fork and all that kind of thing. And these guys just thought this was nuts, you know. It's just like, there's food, we're hungry, let's eat, you know. And it doesn't matter if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or
right.
you know, let's just do it and enjoy it. And a lot of what they were perceived was that these manners things were actually getting in the way of people just enjoying the food, you know, that it became sort of a big kind of ritualized thing where the food was almost the last thing that mattered.
Right. Okay. Well, great. That's I look forward to it. Hopefully I can make it to see it.
That'd be great. I hope you enjoy it if you do.
Yeah. So if I don't make it, why should other people go and see this film? Do you have any?
Well, it's one of these things like, it's so, you know, there's that old kind of quote from Robbie Burns about the oh, I can't remember how it goes exactly, but the idea is that you know, the gift that artists give us is to see ourselves as others see us,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what we try to do in this film. It's very hard sometimes to see yourself as others see you. You know, you can't help but seeing yourself through your own eyes, and so I think what we really tried to do with this was to sort of say, well, what, you know, if you were in somebody else's shoes, what would you look like?
Right,
you know? I think the other thing that I think that people would get out of it is a sense of, like, the film's got a little bit of an edge to it, and the edge mm-hmm. really has to do with the fact that, in the U.S., there's a little bit more of an understanding that the experience between Native people and the newcomers is essentially a colonial one, you know, that there was a lot of injustices involved in that. In Canada, mm-hmm. we tend to have this feeling that we were the nice guys and everything was done above board and everybody was happy, but the way it all turned out,
mm-hmm.
you know, we didn't use force. There's no great Indian battles in our, you know, history the way that that you guys have. And so so I think for a lot of Canadians, I think this comes as a little bit of a surprise to them to find out that the experience in the north with the Inuit, who most of them still know as Eskimos, came at a cost, you know, that it was one culture really imposing its values on another. And, you know, the people there didn't really have any kind of choice as to what was going to happen with their lives. Suddenly, they went from being people who were living as their ancestors always had to living in an entirely different way, completely not by their own choice. And that's, you know, that's a bit of a shocker, I think, for quite a few Canadians to even get their head around that idea.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you joining us today. Again, it sounds like it'll be a wonderful film, something that, you know, will educate us and give us a little bit of something to laugh at ourselves, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, again, thanks for joining us. Have a great day, Mark, and we hope that your trip up here will be a good one, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, again, that was Mark Sandiford talking about his documentary film, Qualhunat, Why White People Are Funny, which will be playing at North House this Friday, March 18th at 8 p.m. For more information on the film, visit www.beachwalkerfilms.com.